His mother, Benazir Bhutto, was assassinated. His grandfather was hanged. Both were once prime ministers of Pakistan. His family story includes corruption allegations, mysterious deaths, and lots of jail time. You'd think all of this would deter a man from entering public life in Pakistan.
Yet at 25, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari is launching his own political career. He's stepping into the limelight by hosting a cultural festival in Pakistan's Sindh province. NPR's Philip Reeves went to the opening of that festival. He talked with the heir to the Bhutto dynasty about his venture into a dangerous world.
Everyone is getting ready. Musicians set up on a makeshift stage. Waiters lay out cutlery in the catering tents. On a nearby lawn, a crouching man sweeps up every last leaf. We're in an archaeological site in a place called Mohenjo-daro. The ruins here belong to a great civilization that sprang up along the Indus River Valley more than 5,000 years ago. The old world is being used as a launching pad for a young man who wants to guide Pakistan into a new age. A convoy of black cars and police wagons sweeps in, lights flashing. Bilawal Bhutto Zardari steps out. He's tall and has the poised air of royalty. He's wearing a dark tunic and a slight smile. In his face, you can see his mother's looks. Benazir lives on, they cry. It's just over 6 years since Benazir Bhutto was assassinated, after returning to Pakistan from exile to compete in elections. Bilawal was 19. His mother's remains lie in the family mausoleum a few dozen miles from here, near the Bhutto ancestral home. We're in rural Sindh, Bhutto country. Yet even here, Bilawal Bhutto is careful. The 500 or so guests are by invitation only. They include the top brass of the Pakistan People's Party, the PPP, among them several former prime ministers. Bilawal Bhutto strides off to inspect the tents. He's walking so fast that the shoal of armed security men and officials around him struggles to keep up. A welcome parade by the Sindh police stops him in his tracks. When Bilawal Bhutto sits down to speak with NPR for one of his first ever broadcast interviews, dozens of black-clad police with Kalashnikovs lurk in the surrounding gardens, scanning the horizon.
Aren't you frightened?
No. Fear has not been... It doesn't run in my genes. It's not part of our... it's not a component. But yes, we've suffered assassinations. It is those assassinations that drive me. It is the assassination of my mother that drives me. And the very forces that people are scared of in this country assassinated my mother. Though I'm not scared of them. I want to defeat them.
Many here believe his mother, Benazir, was killed by the Pakistani Taliban. At present, Pakistan's government, led by Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, is pursuing peace negotiations with the militants to try to end a conflict that's killed tens of thousands. Bilawal Bhutto says that's the wrong approach. He says Pakistan's military should be sent in to defeat the Taliban before any talking starts.
We're begging for peace, we're pleading for peace, when actually I believe dialogue should come in at the point of a position of strength. So you must achieve that position of strength, you must break the backs of the Taliban and then negotiate for their terms of surrender.
Benazir Bhutto was 35 when she first became Pakistan's prime minister and also the first woman elected to lead a Muslim nation. After her assassination, her husband, Asif Ali Zardari, became Pakistan's president, serving for 5 years. Bilawal officially chaired the Pakistan People's Party, though he remained behind the scenes, until now.
Oh, it's time for me to start taking on more responsibility. And what that means is that I will be working very closely with the party and focusing on party politics, on working with the grassroots of our party across the country, rejuvenating, modernizing.
The party was badly defeated in last year's general election. Bilawal's mission is to prepare for the next one in 2018. I ask what his mother, Benazir, would have thought of his decision to join the political fray.
shouldn't have stopped me from coming into politics. She just would have preferred that I completed higher education, went on to do more education, got a job, earned a living, started a family, and then if I was interested in politics, that would be a field that would be open to me as well, but not in the way that it happened.
Half of Pakistan's population is below the age of 25, yet their leaders are overwhelmingly middle-aged or elderly men. That multitude of young voters is being targeted by another Pakistani politician, the 61-year-old former cricket star Imran Khan. Bilawal Bhutto is after those votes too and has a big age advantage, though he resists being labelled as the face of Pakistan's youth.
I don't approach it from that because it's my generation. I am part of that demographic. And I understand just like you can't target, you can't confine things, you can't launch youth schemes or youth programs and target them in a patronizing general way like that. We are our own demographic that splits up in various ways just like any other age group.
South Asia has a tradition of being ruled by political dynasties. In India, the Nehru-Gandhi dynasty has played a major role since partition in 1947. If Bilawal Bhutto Zardari is ever to win power, he's going to need to reach out to a very wide spectrum of Pakistanis, including many millions of rural poor. He spent much of his life among a wealthy elite in Dubai and in England, where he studied at Oxford University. Security concerns severely restrict his movements. How can someone with such an unusual and rarefied background connect with his fellow citizens?
Pretty easily. I'm a Pakistani and I can relate to all Pakistanis. And various leaders in Pakistan's history have been to Oxford and are perfectly capable of relating to the average citizen. My mother, to start with. So going to Oxford doesn't get in the way of relating to people of Pakistan.
Darkness falls and Bilawal Bhutto's cultural festival gets underway. The ancient ruins are lit up by bright red, purple and green lights. Bilawal's in the audience. Soon his VIP guests are rocking in the aisles. As he steps up to embrace his role in Pakistan's turbulent history, Benazir Bhutto's son is still wearing a slight smile. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
This is NPR News.